Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Look at this article from The Guardian magazine. You can see it here on your screen. That it's 1336 there. Put that up. They're saying specifically in this article, John, it's saying England's churches can't survive, but religion...
English churches can survive, but the religion will have to go.
Think about that. That's
is that prophetic?
That's so exciting because religion's what put Jesus on the cross.
That's right.
Religion's what's been beating the stew out of prophets that have been prophesying that you'll find on our next program that people aren't listening to.
Can you explain that a little bit? Tell us a little bit about religion, because I think a lot of people get confused. They say, what?
Me? Yeah. I think you'd be better at talking
about
that.
Well, hey, maybe I should, you know? But the thing about religion is that it's a form of godliness, but no God. And so a lot of people get caught up in religious activities,
rules,
all these things.
Organizations.
But God's not present.
Programs.
No relationship with God.
Right.
And so that's paramount. So we're talking about religion. We're not talking about Christianity. We're talking about a form that tries to mimic Christian lifestyle without Christ.
This is so important because, you know, the things that the Lord has made known to us is this is not in every case, but there is, I think it was Finney that said, maybe Finney, you can correct me, whoever it is.
Charles Finney.
But whoever, you know, whatever's wrong with a society, whatever's wrong with the government, whatever's wrong, he said it's the pulpit. The pulpit's always the issue. Mm. And why? Because God chose from the foolishness of what is preached. If you ever feel foolish after preaching a message, God chose. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Don't question yourself too much. Just get past Monday and you're back on your road. And so what I saw, John, in this vision the Lord showed me, it was a night vision that it was this mega, and it's not every mega. Anytime Christians are gathered together, it's beautiful. When they're gathered together for Christ.
Right. You know? Around Christ, for
but this
Christ.
This was a modern, you know, mega type church expression, which means it probably had about, you know, 800 to 1,000 folks, maybe more than that. And this minister was ministering from this pulpit. And as he ministered, you know, Ephesians 6:12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. So mm-hmm. talking about spiritual things, not about people. But as he spoke... from that podium, I could see dark images shoot out, and they go into the crowd, and the crowd would respond, and it would come right back to the podium. And they were just shooting out and coming in, like this, like, you know, dark things. As a kid, you would see things like that, and you go, oh, my goodness, or whatever, you know.
Right.
But this was coming out of the podium. And doctrines of demons is what the Word of God says. He says, you know, Paul writes to Timothy right before his head's being cut off, so he's dedicated to Second Timothy writing this letter. He said, this is how it's going to be in the last days. People will gather people around them that tell them what they want to hear.
And
doctrines of demons. Doctrines of demons basically means not what God is saying, but what the dark demonic realm is saying and people that are given over to it. And so, you know, how do you remedy this? Well, one is just like this article in The Guardian, you know, that says that the church is okay, but religion's going to have to go. And it's so much easier to be the church when religion's gone.
Yes.
No, religious folks don't like that because that's how they get their value. That's how, yeah. I mean, I think about George Barner's book when his book was, I forget the name of his book, but he says, talking to his friend in this book, it's a book full of stats. And it may have been Jesus Left the Building. I don't know what the name of it was.
No, I think Revolution.
Are you tired of going? Revolution is what it was. And he talked to his friend. His friend was over a traditional type church, you know, maybe, I don't know how many people it was. And he said, if you started preaching the kingdom of God, George Barnes is asking his friend that. His friend says, if you started preaching the kingdom of God, what would happen? And he pauses and he says, I'd probably lose a lot of my members because they would go out and do what he's saying. They would go out and become what we're supposed to become. And he said, what does this mean with your peers? And he said, my fellow ministers, peers, he said, they would think less of me.
Yeah.
And then he says, well, it's not really about me. Why would they think less? Because this it's been around for years. My building's bigger than your building. I'm running more in my Sunday school. My house is bigger than your house. My truck's bigger than your truck. I mean, all these different things that Pat says. And I mean, they're always comparing, you know, the carnal fleshly nature. You know, if Jesus measured things by sizes, and he had 12, and one of those was a betrayer, right? Mm,
yeah.
And so it's not about, it's about faithfulness. We're one church, no matter where we're at in Christ Jesus. And so I want you to see, what is it you think? We got Vine Seminar coming up, and these Vine Seminars, it's very limited seating. So the date's going to be determined. We got specific seats we're going to fill, but we want to be able to begin to explore with you, with those that feel that call, says, I'm ready to be the church. I'm ready to do what George Barna was revealing in his book, Revolution, just to be the church. And listen, you have to answer to God only. You really do. It's, I mean, that's the most important answer that we have to answer, is to him. It's our loyalties to him. And guess what? When you find other people that are loyal to him, they'll be your friend.
Yeah.
If that's what you want to have, friends who have an allegiance to Jesus. And a byproduct of that is that you guys have a great relationship. Some people, John, have a allegiance to man, and they kind of put optional an allegiance to God. I remember calling a particular homeless type ministry and talking to this particular person over it. And the simple question I asked was, because I noticed that they were pandering with a few things and people were trying to change who they were in regards to ministry. It's just a simple thing. You know, who is your allegiance to? And they were offended. It's like, if you're a Christian and it's a Christian ministry, the answer is Jesus.
Bing, 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 bing.
That's
bing,
the
bing,
answer, bing, right? Yeah. I mean, but it was yeah. The person was offended. I thought, oh, wow. And that's struggling with the approval of man versus the approval of God. I want you to just take a look right here. I'm going to just kind of give you a little review. What does it look like? Because the big thing is we're so used to programs and projectors and we don't worship, can't worship God unless we're looking at the back of somebody's head. And if you know at this eating together, as a matter of fact, I want you to take a look at this. And if you want to be one of the ones that attends the Vine Seminar, you need to go to vineseminars.org or vfntv.com to events and sign up. Space is limited. The date will be determined based on the certain registrants, the number of registrants that get in there. And it'll be life-changing for you. If you've been trying to figure out what does it mean to be the church? Because I believe the greatest harvest is coming. I believe that the traditional way of doing church isn't working, but it's okay. We can go back to God's original tent. He's over his church. We follow his spirit. There is order to it. But I'm telling you, it's a blessed thing because God calls us family. As a matter of fact, let's take a look.
It is so neat and so natural to see the church just happen. As a matter of fact, you're going to see as I'm talking right here, it's just real simple. You know, what we did, we made our commitment when God called us out to be able to step out and be the church. And my wife and my children, we came together. We picked a very specific day, a very specific time in that day, and where we're going to meet. And we were going to just gather together for as long as it took. If it took 5 years, we were going to wait on God to do what he wanted to do. And what we found out is, instantly, God was more into building his kingdom than the church was. We found out that he was moving so quickly, we had to realize that we had to grow in wisdom and grow quickly. Because as soon as we started meeting, we picked a particular time on Sundays at that time. And neighbors that we haven't even met before came over on a Sunday and started knocking on our doors a couple streets over and started asking us about our pool. We had other neighbors begin to come over and seek wisdom. And my goodness, overnight when we said, Lord, here we are, we'll be your church. Here we are. We'll just open this whole thing to you. You have our home. Do what you want to with it. It was happening so quick. I realized when God told me that it would take 3 years to teach me what the pattern was that he would use for the next 30, I realized I had a lot of changing to do inside of me. And I'm about to share with you the wisdom that he taught me. And this is what it looks like. It's very simple. You know, it's all about relationship. It's all about touching and caring and listening and eating together and caring about each other, you know. For God so loved the world, you know, that he gave his son, and he didn't say, I gave you a whole bunch of rules and regulations. It's about relationship. And so what you see is this is a typical day, our typical church meeting, that all of a sudden, you know, maybe you're church leaders, you and your wife, or just you by yourself, you and your husband, and y'all are getting to where they get kind of cleaned up a little bit and prepared. But all of a sudden, cars will just start pulling up. People that the Lord has already drawn to your number, or people that believers that have been led to come to your church, and they're coming and they're bringing food. Everybody's going to prepare a little something. I mean, even if you have to pick it up at the store, because it's so precious when when everybody cooks a little something, a little food, a little dessert or something. It's not about eating a whole bunch of food, but it's about us sitting down together and eating together. Eating is so spiritual that the Lord said, be careful who you do it with. That's how awesome it is. And we come together, and there's a big food spread, amen, of all the different kinds of food that people bring that day. And, you know, eating people's food is really getting to know them. It's amazing, the diversity and things that people like. The kids may sit in an area and have fellowship, and we're all eating and talking and having just a great time and reconnecting after a busy week. And kind of, it's focusing on the Lord. You know, we're keeping Jesus in the center of it, and we're also being real. And we just kind of gather around, and we open up in prayer. Somebody may feel led to open up in prayer. And after opening up in prayer, we begin to talk about not only praising for us what God did to you, we're really encouraging all the time what God has done through you, because we're called to be fruitful. And so we have a time of sharing and doing those different things. And it's exciting for everybody to see just in the last 7 days what God did to so many of us there. And the children, the dreams people have, they get to share. It's just really cool. And then we have a time of announcements. We turn on our television, and there they are. You'll see me giving announcements about what's happening in all of the Vine Fellowship Network out there. On VFN TV, you just push the button, announcements, and all of a sudden, whatever is happening that week and whatever God's doing within VFN and the nation, you'll hear it. And also, there will be a time of prayer. And just kind of letting God lead us in prayer. And we go right into worship. And this is the way worship is done. It can be in several different ways. There's several different options. Maybe you have a ability to play an instrument. But if you don't, on VFN TV, we have another button right under that. It's four buttons, actually, that we're talking about here that you push. And you click on worship. Instantly, a PowerPoint comes up. Music begins to play. You just hook that up to your sound system. And it's just an awesome, awesome time of worship. The words are up. You don't have to worry about making copies of anything or passing out paperwork or passing out hymn books. It's all right there for you. And after that, going right into a time of teaching. And what we do there is that we all get ready. We get our Bibles after bringing the kids together first, because the kids have been in worship with us. You know, they've been having an awesome time together. But ages 9 and below, we have one of the adults in the church that will kind of go off to a separate place with them and begin to teach them at their level what God is saying, some of the Larry Crider material, whatever God's laying on our heart for our children. But before we do that, we bring them together. We ask them a couple questions about last week so we can see that they're retaining the Word of God in their hearts, and then we reward them for that. And then we just lay hands on them and we bless them. We pray for our children's health and protection. And it's so important that God hears your prayers. And you want to pray for your children as a group of believers, as a church, and bless them. And God will protect them. And you'll see things just change in their life. So make sure you do this. And, of course, then our children go off to a time with the adult teacher that night and have a great time. And a lot of different fun things they do. But they also learn the Word of God. But during that time, the church, the adults, and I guess 10 and above are together there, and we love to have our teenagers right in there with us, because this is a time they need the Word as much as anybody else needs the Word. And so we're in there, we get everything set up, and all of a sudden we push the teaching, and you'll see a Word of God come over, a teaching from me, an apostolic teaching coming over the church network out there. And you hear that, and we just believe in God that God gives us a fresh Word, a Word that's going to minister to our hearts. And we listen intently to that Word, and we may take a few notes. We have questions. And then after the teaching is done, there's the fourth button. It's called the discussion questions. And what that is when we seal the deal. That's when we all sit around, and you push the discussion button. And what happens is, on your TV screen or on your computer or wherever how you're doing it, you're going to see several questions come up about the teaching that we just had. And in that, this is a perfect time for the home church to begin to relate and communicate. You don't want to stay so rigid with these questions that you don't allow relationship. This is a time for the spiritual gifts to really move and flow, and, you know, and maybe a prophetic word. Somebody feels a compassion to be able to lay hands and minister to somebody. You know, the first question kind of leads you to another question that wasn't one of the questions. But this is when you're kind of allowing the Holy Spirit just to do whatever He wants to do after the Word of God's gone forth. You think about it. You prayed. You blessed each other. You've ate together. You worshiped, and now you heard the Word of God, and now it's time for just everybody's faith has increased. The kingdom has just been loosed in a powerful way in your environment there, and you allow God just to do what He's going to do. But you answer these questions. These questions will kind of seal the deal. So you want to kind of stay focused in some way that you progressively move through them And it kind of secures. When we talk about what we just learned, it's a way to seal in our heart what we've learned there. And it's just an awesome way to see if we actually got it. And everybody kind of leaves with it. That's how it works. It's pretty simple. We come together at that point after we finish our discussion, and we hold hands, or we kind of gather around, and we begin to just pray. And everybody who feels comfortable to pray, prays. We don't have somebody pray for a long period of time. We have people that may pray for just a part of a prayer, and they stop praying, and the other person begins to pray. Because there's always those people who can just pray forever. And they kind of drowned out the faith and the hope of somebody else that may pray for a couple minutes. It's more important that all of us get a chance to pray. And you'll be surprised, for there's one God and one Spirit, and maybe somebody, your brother or sister right next to you, will begin to pick up and pray that prayer. It's important that we all participate. That's what's so awesome about VFN, is the fact that they were all involved, whether we're a teenage child, or whether we're a young child, or whether we're a mother or a father or a lady or a man, we all participate, and God can use us all, for we're all ministers right there. And after that, although it's kind of officially over, you'll notice that people will just straggle, and some people will begin to hang and talk with their friends, and some other people will begin to discuss what's going on. And you don't want to just end it like everybody leave. You know, it's about, you know, just, it's all about relationship. And so realize that when you end, it won't necessarily end, and let it just gradually progress. There may be people that need to stay around and talk to you as church leader after everybody's gone. And don't push it. Allow God just to move in your midst, and you're going to find out it's the most exciting thing you ever did. It's what you're called to do. You're called to be the church. How can you go to what you are? All you can truly do is be. And what we do is we rotate every single week one of the individuals or members of that particular church will take on the cleanup role, and they'll go around and they'll vacuum the floors, and they'll wipe down the tables, and they'll put the house back in the same order it was when church started. It's very important that the church leaders are not having to carry that burden of cleaning their property in addition to hosting the church that's there. So get ready to participate. It's a great time to check humility in your life, to see if you really are understanding what it's about. It's about serving each other. And of course, it's totally over at that point. And what happens is that even though the church is, it leaves because of what VineFellowshipNetwork.org is all about, that you can go online. If you have one of your members that was traveling and they couldn't be there for church that night, they can pull up right there on the internet, and or even sometimes on their phone, and watch right there the very same teaching. For example, in our last church meeting, we had some of our friends, our members of our church that was in Destin, and they were able to, even though they were on vacation, they were able to pull up in their computer and watch church and have church there, so they didn't miss the word going forth. And they texted us and emailed us and said they were really blessed by it and really touched by it. And they made changes in their life based off the word that they heard. And it's just awesome how things are happening with Vine Fellowship Network. We got to tell you, this is strictly from the Lord. He gave us this pattern. He told us He wanted to use it for the next 30 years. And we're just excited about it, and we're glad you are a part of it. I hope that helps you out. You know, if you have more questions, just contact us right there online. You can contact us by clicking contact, filling out the information, and asking your questions right there. God bless.
That is so, the Vine wow. Seminar, you think about that, you know, it's such so simple to be the church.
Yeah.
And it's important to understand how to do it. It took us a while to figure out, you know, what does that mean, mm-hmm. and how to keep the order that God would have. And imagine this. Imagine over 5,000 churches.
Yeah.
I think about this. You know, it used to be a day years ago, they had, you know, long distance was a big thing. And you had a company, a concept that said, you know, if we'll build relationships with a few customers and just love them, meet their needs, that we can compete with the top six long distance companies in the nation. They thought they thought they were crazy. They became like the third largest long distance company.
Wow.
You know why? They said, all you got to do is find somebody who cares about the customer and just a small amount of people, and they'll take care of those few customers, and you'll do that over and over and over again. And you'll have a huge organization, a huge significant mark in the market, place in the market. You know, Jesus said the world understands things better than the church. We just keep trying to build things and do things. And buildings are not wrong. I mean, wherever the church is, wherever the people meet, that's important, whatever it's in. But where we're going as a society, you know, the persecution that has come and that is coming, we got to get to the basics. We can't play church anymore. We got to really care for each other. We have to really love each other. And you can say you love each other, but until you get really close and you hang out, you find out what rough edges you have.
Mm-hmm.
You start realizing what's really important. You start looking at the Word of God. The Word of God makes such good sense when we start meeting like the Lord said meet.
Absolutely. Discussing, interacting,
everything applies
for each other's needs.
Everything applies, yeah. You know? And so if this is something that's been stirred in your heart, you know, and we have so much more that we're going to make available to those who sign up for the Vine Seminar. It's a concentrated amount of time, just one weekend, a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, where we actually just impart what we've learned to you, because maybe God's calling you to that. And of course, this is kind of our expression and what our stream is doing. And you can learn, maybe God's called you to start your own stream, or you're in a stream, or maybe God's calling you to relate to VFN. I don't know. But I know this, that this is something the Lord's really laid on my heart and laid on our heart. And you need to know how to be the church. We know how to go to it. Hurry, get up. It's time to go. You need to get your clothes on. It's time to go. You know, it's time to go. They got to go. Got to go to church. Got to go. Got to go. Gotta, come on. Come on. It's time to go. It's time to go. The preacher's talking. It's time to go. It's time to go. He needs to shut up. Yeah. People start telling him to shut up because they want to go back and leave again. And how can you go to what you really are? All you can do is truly be. And for years, you know, when I ministered, you know, I founded a church, a traditional church, and I worked with Brother John Kilpatrick, mm-hmm. with the church, working with him. And I introduced people that sat together for years, John, who were right next to each other, and they didn't even know each other.
Wow.
They really didn't care about each other. And it wasn't until I started getting them together and spending time together and they're eating together, and that became, you know, very meaningful. And now imagine this is what you do for the rest of your life.
Mm.
You have a few believers who you're hanging around, you're living your life with, you're loving their kids, they're loving yours, and you're going through ups and downs, things happen, but you're doing it together. Then you just encourage others to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what you'll find out is, you know, one church gathering produces another one, produces another one, produces another. It's like a vine. He compared us to a vine, not a flower pot.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be really surprised. And what we started seeing when we started gathering in that format was miracles, the fullness of what God says, dreams, visions, fear of God. I mean, there was one particular meeting where, you know, somebody came in to do harm to one of the members. God knew what was on their heart. We didn't know what was on their heart. We just loved on them and just did these different things. But the presence of God became so strong that they began to gag. They began to couldn't stand in the presence, and they ran out of our gathering. They ran out of our gathering, and what it was, and that's it happened quite a bit. And of course, you know, we're aware that, you know, could have dealt with that particular thing, but that's just the presence of God. He loves His church, and He takes care of His church. The thing is, are you ready? Just like the guardian said, he said the church is okay. Basically, the church is okay.
Church is good.
But religion has to go. Religion is all those things you do that thinks that does something for some of your access to God, or you have to do this or have to do that. And you'll be surprised. It took a while for it to get out of us. But maybe that's you. This is a select few folks that'll be able to come to this next Vine Seminar. Maybe you're the one. You can find out more by going to vfntv.com and go to events, or just sign up. Go to vineseminars.org,
mm-hmm.
and sign up today to be a part of that. And maybe that's you. Maybe that's all inside of you. It's very exciting. I want to pray for you. Father God, I just thank you for this opportunity. I thank you, Lord, for this young girl in Texas who stood before the school board. Lord, help us to have the same boldness that she had, Father God. Lord, and I pray that you would help us as your church to be the church, Lord God, that we begin to just go forth and multiply as you called us to do, Father God, that you would free your church up from religious captivity, God, and that suddenly, Father God, this wave of your love and your compassion and going out, Lord God, and sharing this good news of your kingdom, Lord God, and making disciples and relating and loving as the family that you called us to be, Father God. Lord, we just pray that you would just bless the church with this, Father God, and today and today's to come. Father God, and I pray, Lord God, that you would end abortion, that you would send revival, that you would send a third great awakening. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for watching. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.